Our kids' Excel presentation.
Last month, I talked to you about briefly about the Verhagen family who has started a fund with the Community Foundation to help North Jefferson San Pierre students have opportunities here at school. And I just mentioned that this was in the works, and so tonight they are here to present some of their ideas and where we are at with that program. So I'm going to turn it over to Kurt Verhagen and Amy Mosier, who are representing the family.
Thank you. Beauty from before age, apparently, here.
Good afternoon. I know there's a lot of familiar faces here, but I'm Amy Mosier. This is my brother, Kurt Verhagen. And we're here to talk to you about the fund in the Stark County Community Foundation called Our Kids Excel. First off, I'd like to thank you for having us here to briefly talk before your meeting. And just a little bit of history, my two older brothers, Chris and Kurt, and I were born and raised here in North Jefferson, and we all attended the NJSB school system from K through 12. Chris graduated in 76, Kurt in 79, and I graduated in 81. And our school is near and dear to our hearts. And we know that our school, along with our parents, helped to build a strong foundation for us. And when the three of us started talking about what we wanted to do and ways we could reach out and give to others, the first thing that came to our minds was our school and our community as a whole. Many of you know most small schools in rural areas do not receive the funding for programs that the larger schools can offer. These are much needed programs to benefit kids to help them be on the same page as kids from the larger schools. So we thought, how can we help with this and what can we do? We decided to go right to the source, to Mrs. Zubin. We contacted her and see if she'd be interested in meeting with us. And our initial meeting was with Dr. Zubin and Jessica Martinovich from the Community Foundation, and also Jay Albright from the Foundation. Kurt and I came in with some ideas, and Dr. Zubin had many ideas, and we brainstormed and talked and brainstormed more, and we came up with a priority list. And it was a very exciting meeting, especially talking about the prospect of making a difference in kids' lives. And also, our idea of the Our Kids Excel Fund aligned directly with the NJSP school's goal of providing and maintaining diverse and relevant programs for all students. We also talked about how Our Kids Excel could be a differentiator for our school, and that families that possibly would want to move to this area, and even people that already live here, could see these programs that maybe other schools don't have. And they would say, wow, I want my kids to go to NJSP. And it's just a way maybe to attract more students and more teachers and help the community as a whole. Jessica and Jay guided us into how we could set up funds with the foundation that would allow the greatest potential of success. So we set up the Verhagen Family Fund in memory and honor of our dad, Roger Verhagen, which we will be personally funding and using as seed money to start up two programs at NJSP in just a few short months. When the next school year starts, we will be starting, or the school will be starting, a robotics program and a tutoring program. And we hope that by making an immediate impact, the community will see how our kids are benefiting and will jump on board by donating to the Our Kids Excel Fund. And at this time, I'll hand it over to Kurt so he can talk more in detail about the different programs.
You took all the good stuff.
Sorry.
Thanks again for letting us join you tonight. I appreciate it. We'll talk about the three programs that are basically in flight right now. And again, I want to thank Dr. Zubin for all her help on this. She's really provided all the expertise. We came in with a few ideas, but we look to Dr. Zubin and yourselves, since you're right here and involved in everything, as the experts on what's needed for the school. So some of the ideas we kicked around, we narrowed down, as Amy said. The first is robotics. You may be familiar with this. It's basically a robotics kit that's purchased and a coach is selected to more or less guide the students, and these can be elementary or junior high students, through a year-long robotics program. And what it teaches is far more than simply putting together a robot that will crawl around. There's so much more to it than that. And the teamwork and the camaraderie, the following the instructions, and any other thing you can think of is really involved in that. You may be aware that there are robotics competitions that are very, very popular. There was one recently held in, I think it was Louisville, that a fairly local Annapolis elementary school was a part of and actually won one of the awards. It's a national or international contest, really. So, you know, seeing a relatively small school like that succeed in a robotics program really jump-started the idea of why not here, why not now? So, with Dr. Zupin's help, we want to go forward with supporting that robotics program right away. Mm-hmm. So that's one of our first priorities. The second priority, and something that's near to, and dear to Amy's heart, is tutoring. And the thought here was that in not only the elementary school, but also in the junior, senior high, we would offer 12 to 15 weeks of tutoring sessions twice weekly. One session each in elementary and of course, in the junior, senior high. The funding for that would include the tutors themselves and possibly needed transportation, because you can imagine so many kids might be able to, might be interested in participating in a tutoring program, but may have no way of getting home afterwards or getting to school early whenever it's off. So that's also in flight, and I'm very, very excited about both of those programs. I think they're going to be, as Amy said, differentiators for the school. But even more than that, I think it's going to offer something that the community can grasp onto and really be supportive of. So we're very excited about those two things. The third thing, and a true differentiator for the school, something that Dr. Zupin came up with and I think is very excited about, if I can speak for you, is what we've got here on the third bullet point, the shuttle to Ivy Tech Valpo. It's a work in progress, but the plan there is to develop a shuttle from the school for not only students, but also for recent grads. And really, it's going to serve to expose them to the broader educational opportunities that are out there. So if a person, for whatever reason or another, a student does not have the opportunity to branch out during high school and understand, okay, I could go to Ivy Tech, I could go to IU, so on and so forth, this will be an opportunity when they're in school and making those decisions to be able to get some exposure to what is this college stuff really all about? You know, how am I going to handle that? How am I going to go out and do this on my own as opposed to, you know, 12 years and being guided by the fine teachers? So we're very excited about this as well. And not only because I think it will build a lot of excitement and community support, but I think, again, it should be a very, very nice differentiator for NJSB schools. If you don't mind going to the next slide, please. Forward-looking initiatives, these are things that we're talking about but are not in flight right now. There's a lot more than this. We've talked about, I don't know how many ideas, Amy, probably 25 or 30. But these are some of the ones that we're most excited about and would love to see. And the Verhagen Family Fund, through the Our Kids Excel, is going to be very supportive of these, financially supportive of these, as they are able to be developed. So first of all, you can see field trips up there. Some of the things we've talked about there briefly are the cultural field trips, exposing the kids to things they might not otherwise be able to see in the way of, say, a theater or musical events, something along those lines, perhaps in Indianapolis or South Bend. Teacher incentives. This is something that I'm very, very interested in developing a way to offer something more to our teachers, for example, furthering their education through the fund. So
yep. Certifications in special areas, and we know that that's more and more necessary.
Right. So as Amy said, you know, good teachers, we want to keep our good teachers, we want to attract new and good talent into the school system, which I know is often difficult in the smaller school systems. So that's something that we're very excited about. Band and choir support. I love this. I was in band. And you were.
Yeah, all three of us were. Yeah.
Clarinet, I think, at the end of the row.
Yeah. I've already talked about our band, how great it was back then.
It's a lot of fun. But we were talking briefly before the meeting tonight about, you're discussing this a little bit, you know, in building some excitement mm-hmm. for the yeah. instruments and what we can do there. So again, these are all sort of ideas that are out there that we want to develop. But as important as anything else, what we want is community support and your support as we're going through these ideas. And again, you're the experts, you know what's needed. So as we develop these things, as there are ideas that percolate up from the school board, we'd love to hear about those and see if that's something that can be supported through our Kids Excel.
Let's see, the robotics and the tutoring, that's a matter of getting the sponsors and teachers to do that. So that's just logistics, and I will keep you posted on that. But the goal is to have a robotics team. The Eastern Pulaski coach has been working with me and is very helpful and says that the middle school is a great place to start, and that it's such a great team-building, collaborative learning experience for them.
I know they did do some of that at the library in Knox
okay. so,
last year and had a good amount of kids that showed up for it. My question was on the tutoring, though. Is that going to be like a classroom setting? Is that what you're thinking? Or a one-on-one type?
No, I would say small group.
Okay.
And so what I would like to do is be able to hire our teachers. And so the funding would be for their stipend mm-hmm. to stay here after school.
One of the things, Sandy, that we talked about, I think, in the last meeting with Dr. Zupin was, you know, some of these ideas sound really good, and we'll try them. But if we find that for whatever reason they're not working, you know,
it
fails, and you get rid of it quickly and go on to something else. So if we're tutoring, if we find that maybe it is better one-on-one, or mm-hmm. you know, maybe larger groups rather than small yeah. groups. So it's all flexible.
Yeah, wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the shuttle to Ivy Tech, what we have seniors, especially their second semester, who have taken a lot of classes and might not have a full schedule. Can we get them up to Valparaiso for a class in the morning so that they can get started on their post-secondary work? Also, we have recent alumni, and Ivy Tech, once you have your diploma and you fill out a FAFSA and apply to Ivy Tech, you can go to school on their next level jobs for free. So all they have to do is apply and fill out the FAFSA. Sometimes, though, it's a transportation issue, or sometimes it's just, this is unknown to me. So what if somebody they're familiar with, the school they went to, and a friend down the street or a friend that's still in school, is riding also up to Valparaiso, and we give them that routine and that confidence, and once the semester is over, I got that. I know how to go to Ivy Tech. I know how to take a course, but it's free to the people who have a diploma. So that shuttle could have current students and former students. And that's the one that sounds great, and why wouldn't anybody do that? And so our shuttle will be full, but we got to get them to know that this is an okay thing
right.
to do.
Right.
So,
that's what I'm wondering.
Yes.
How are you going to market this to the kids? You know, promote this through.
We may have to the current students, it's a little easier to reach them. We may need to make some phone calls to some of our graduates, because we do keep track of where they are. If they did not go to a four-year college or even a two-year technical school, then we can call them and say, listen, we have this. So we might have to do some knocking on doors.
Yeah.
But that's a key factor there.
Yeah, it's so great that you don't want it to fall in the cracks because it's not been mm-hmm. promoted or whatever.
Right. And I am working with Ivy Tech because we have to see what time one of their, to me it has to be one or two common classes that happen at the same time. Or if we had 12 students, they will create a class for us. So that means a full white shuttle. I don't know if that will happen, but we can aim high.
All right.
So we're working on that for second semester.
And just to briefly add on to the idea of marketing through the Stark County Community Foundation, that's one of the things that we are aiming to do and will be doing is, you know, being on the news or in the paper, getting the word out more on our end toward the funding part and making a community effort, not just a family effort, of course. But it'll get the word out.
So there will be a way and a means for the community to contribute to your fund.
Absolutely.
And you will work with that market, yes.
Absolutely.
And then I think it's just as important for us to share these successes. You know, so they can promote the how to help fund, but we need to show what we've done with some of the funding.
Yes.
Yeah, the Our Kids Excel Fund, it's a field of interest fund, technically, and it's been put in place already. And Jessica, I don't know if you want to say a word about how that works, but it is available for contributions.
Sure. Just really quickly, so there are the two funds. So the Verhagen Family Fund is a donor-advised fund. So the Verhagen family they'll make the decisions. They can put dollars in there, and they can pass it through to whatever they want to do with that, as long as it's a charitable, you know, contribution. And then the Our Kids Excel Fund, it's a field of interest fund. So that's the one that the community, we're going to promote for the community to give to that fund. And the reason being is that the family would not be making the decisions on that fund. The community foundation would be. And so, because really for the Verhagen Family Fund, you know, they're interested in helping the school, but they could give it to who, you know, they could give it to their church, they could give it to the Humane Society, they can do what they want. So to be truthful, to tell the community that you're going to, if you give to this fund, it will go toward NJSP, it'll help NJSP kids. We have the Our Kids Excel Fund. So that one, people will put their contributions in there, and the school will apply for grants from that one, and then the Community Foundation will review the grants, and Amy will be on that grants committee so that she has a voice in that as well. And we will make grants that will help NJSP students. So if you have any questions, just let me know.
And the only other thing, just very briefly, is one more thing we've talked about with regard to the funding is that we'd be very interested from the family fund to set up challenge grants. So, you know, matching $5,000 or whatever it happens to be. If there's something in particular that the school board wants to see or Dr. Zubin wants to see, and we feel like it would benefit from having the community involved in that, it's certainly something that we can look at. Lots of opportunities out there.
One thing, this county and this town is very generous. When you ask for a matching fund, it's like, my gosh, we're going to do it. So
the Community Foundation has a matching opportunity going on right now for community funds. So we have to raise $250,000. It was just announced in October, and we're almost 80% of the way there. So they are very generous.
Yeah.
Well, I do like the ideas that have been presented. They're just very exciting to me. So. And I personally hope we can get down to that band and choir
sometime. Absolutely.
I just want to thank you for your interest and support, and it's just a great feeling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.